Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Ryan Wilde. He is the cryptocurrency technician over at Avi Gilbert's Elliott Wave Trader site. Ryan, I wanted to have you on the show because we've had a bit of choppiness here in the crypto space. Let's just focus on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is up very nicely year to date when you consider it started the year right around, let's say, 4,000 and now currently trading at about 10,700, just under there. We got about 10,685 right now on my chart. So this run, it almost seems like, is being consolidated in a choppy manner over the last about month and a half to 2 months. Can you just update us on where your technicals show the setup for this market?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's choppy. It's clearly corrective, meaning I don't see this as a strong downtrend starting at all. Doesn't show any of those signs, at least not yet. But I don't see a bottom in yet. Ideally, in the next few weeks, I'd love to see what happens at 6,800 at the lowest, 8,000 at the highest. That's sort of a confluence of Fibonacci levels based on the Elliott Wave theory. For a bottom, it's certainly fight at the moment, although it looks like it's wedging and weak. It's at least trying to fight off that downslide to that area. So we'll see.
So then from maybe an investment angle, does that mean that you're starting to take positions or you're more waiting to see maybe if there can be some sort of a leg up here, some momentum to play?
Yeah, no, I've been cut back. I'm waiting personally. In fact, I've even tried to short a couple times. I just stopped out of short in Ethereum this morning. It was taking too much heat more than I wanted to. So I'm probably going to stop that nonsense if this thing's going to continue to chop up. But I'm waiting for at least, building my core back up right now personally until I know more. But no, I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm really excited about where this low shows up and the potential. I think I've shared that this could potentially be our setup for six figures if it really blasts in a true third way. We'll see. But there's a lot of Fibonacci levels I'll be looking at between here and there, but certainly the setup is potential.
Okay, yeah, and there is still a long way to go to get up to six figures, but you know what, with the volatility that we've seen in the last few years, then that is what brings in some of these more, extreme levels. You were also just at the San Francisco Money Show, and you were there speaking on cryptos. You've been there the last couple of years, I believe. Can you share with us the overall attitude at this more generalist, more trader-focused show in cryptocurrencies currently?
Yeah, I would say waking up again. I spent a lot of time talking about the institutional moves, which you and I have talked about over the last month. But in contrast to me, when I first started speaking, it was right after our top, and the crowds are still very large, and the bear market really hasn't sunk in, and it would be standing room only in some of the ballrooms that they would have me speak in. This time, and then it just died out. And in fact, I would get bad time slots because there's just no demand to talk about cryptos while we had bailed 80% or 70%, whatever it was, that Bitcoin was down. I'm starting to see it wake up again. The ballroom I spoke in the first talk was certainly not packed, but definitely bigger than previous, during the last year and a half or so. I got a lot of signups for interest in my materials and more than I've seen in a long, long time, as well as my service on Elliott Wave Trader. And then when I spoke on the floor, the exhibit, and now, mind you, San Francisco is quite a small show versus Vegas is, I think, the largest of the money shows next to even New York. San Francisco is quite small. And it was standing room only around my talk on the exhibit floor, which was amazing. I mean, I couldn't even walk out of there without being barraged with questions after my talks, both of my talks, which is fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun. But lots of great conversations, lots of interest.
Do you find that traders right now, the ones that are stopping you and asking these questions, are a bit better versed in this sector now? Just because I know when it first started running, everybody was rushing in. And at that, you get kind of these people that just don't know what's going on in a market. You get very silly questions sometimes. What's been your assessment of recently the type of investors in?
I really, really still think we have not seen a massive trader investor interest. Honestly, I feel like, in fact, in the first talk, I asked people You know, raise your hand if you've traded cryptos before. And man, I don't think I had more than 30% raise your hand. That number has been typical for the last 2 years. So I don't know if this is just a new crop coming in and all the other people just burned out. I'm not sure, but it seems like everyone's starting fresh. I see a little more nods in the, you know, still a little more people are experienced. One gentleman was asking quite a bit about GBTC. He was trading it in his retirement, which is a trust, a Bitcoin-based trust that you can trade in U.S. retirement accounts. So some people are obviously doing it, but yeah, I'm surprised still how fresh and new it is to folks out there. But a lot of people still worry about regulation and whatnot. I mean, there's a lot of fears, not just the volatility being scary, but also regulation.
So are you seeing still a younger audience attracted to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, or what age demographic are you seeing?
Actually, they're running the gamut far more. I would actually say during the bear market, they were younger, especially when I was speaking right after the bear market began, they were a very young crowd with a few folks up to retirement age. And actually, this crowd was quite older, which was interesting. I also had some people that were actually doing business in Bitcoin. One gentleman had a startup that was doing business in Argentina, as we know what's going on there. Well, the folks they're doing business with only want their money in Bitcoin because they want basically quote unquote hard currency versus the peso, the Argentine peso. So pretty interesting stuff going on out there. And interesting to me that, yeah, the crowd is older. Not necessarily more experienced at all. Just with a few folks seem to have some experiences to share.
So what about this use case? Okay, it's being used in Argentina. You can understand with what that country's going through that people would be attracted to actually using something like Bitcoin. But do you see any developments in some more, let's call them stable countries at least right now?
I mean, as far as data goes, the U.S. is still the biggest buyer of Bitcoin. I mean, they're banned in China. I mean, there's still lots of evidence that Bitcoin buying is going on in China. China used to be either number one or number two in cryptocurrency purchases. So that's continuing on. I mean, I don't think anything's really changed there. Europe's still a decent source of – it's probably actually second now. I'd have to see the latest on China because China retailers are banned, as I understand, but are still doing it. I imagine given what's going on in Hong Kong, we're probably seeing because they're not banned. I bet you we're seeing a lot of buying out of Hong Kong right now. I would just guess. Same thing we saw in Venezuela it's still going on, but during the crisis, there was a lot of capital outflow through Bitcoin. Now we're seeing it in Argentina as well. So it's pretty interesting. Bitcoin actually is becoming, I call it refugee capital, like capital trying to escape these nations, to safeguard folks, especially rich folks from, the problems of capital in their countries.
Yeah, well, that's one of the excuses for what it is or what it can be used for, right? But it has been kind of muddied that whole picture because of just how volatile and the overall investment narrative behind it, or speculative narrative behind it, I guess. Let's also talk about what's going on in the U.S., where we've had the first regulated option show up. Can you provide us with any updates of what you've seen now in this development?
Yeah, I think the CFTC, Commodities Futures Trading Commission, I think I got that right, but I know the acronym. They're the ones that manage all of our, ag futures and gold, metal futures, et cetera, regulating all of that versus SEC, which covers securities. And they, so this is their jurisdiction. Bitcoin is labeled a commodity in terms of U.S. trading law. And so they were first to allow the Chicago Mercantile to start their futures, which are a five Bitcoin contract cash settled. And now we have the first exchange called Ledger X, and they've been running for institutions, folks with 5 million or over capital. That was the regulation level, 10 million if they were not hedging. They've been running a platform for futures and options for quite a long time, but didn't need special regulation because of the level of clientele they were serving. But now the CFTC has approved them for options with retailers with no collateral requirements at all, because options is not a leveraged contract so much as a convex contract by real financial definition. So you're never going to lose more on an options contract than what you put into it if you're long. So that's come. It's been released. They're also approved to be a swap facility for futures. Bitcoin settled, but they have not got the approval to release COs yet. So the options are trading on LedgerX.com, and they're quite illiquid right now. I mean, I'm excited about them, but I can't trade them right now because they're just too liquid, but I'm watching that. I'm also very interested in getting, you know, option data is super, super interesting to watch. I actually watch the implied volatility of unregulated options in Europe for information, and I definitely can use implied volatility to get an edge on the market to a certain degree because they're very liquid out in Europe, but hopefully we'll see liquid options. Hopefully these approved options get liquid here, and I'll be very excited to see how that develops.
Okay. Yeah, just an interesting regulatory development, and it's kind of a balance too, I think, for Bitcoin between one, is it only going to be an investment moving forward, or two, are we going to actually see this use case come to life? And I don't know. I don't have an answer to that right now. I don't think anybody does, but if we see developments on both sides, well, then it I think would be very good for Bitcoin in general, but I think the use case also needs a bit more stability in the overall price. And the volatility that can shy people away. You want to just wrap us up with how you're balancing out this investment angle, but then also watching the use side?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I am a trader. I relish the volatility. I love it. But I think that it's a challenge for businesses that do work in Bitcoin. I think eventually we'll see, you know, a whole sort of crop of industry sort of outgrow this, you know, for hedging and managing volatility. We may even see the volatility just simply decline over time as the institutional trade continues to grow and add liquidity to it. I mean, you know, liquidity and volatility are hand in hand. And still Bitcoin, given how much global demand it sees, it's quite thin market. And that's really the basis of the volatility that we see. So we might see that soften up. We might see, regulations serve serve the use case for Bitcoin and the capital benefits it offers, borderlessness, divorcing yourself from the financial industry if you need to, et cetera, but doing so with sort of a hedging, you know, consulting mechanism. I certainly actually, you know, offer that to institutions if they so wish to engage me on, you know, hedging, for instance. To a certain degree, I am actually part of that, you know, early crop of industry. I think will grow out of, supporting that need and managing that volatility.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, Ryan. But thank you for the general update. I know that a few less people are maybe following the cryptocurrencies, at least on our site, but there is still a number of people who are paying attention and who are trading it. So that's why I enjoy having you back on the show to break down the technical setup, but then also kind of the news and background developments for cryptocurrencies in general. Ryan, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your week.
Awesome. Thank you.